This is Imran Anwar with In My Humble Opinion. We'll always have Paris Hilton. Once upon a time, until about 1 year ago, life was simple. You were either born super wealthy, or you dreamt of becoming filthy rich. Or, as Anna Nicole Smith proved, you hoped to marry a shriveling old billionaire and get all or almost all his money when he died, not having anything better to do with her considerable intellectual abilities, or probably not finding any 10-year-olds at her mental level. I can understand that Anna Nicole had no choice but to put herself out on her own reality TV show. For those who could only dream of being super rich and did not have Anna Nicole's assets, salvation lay in the opportunity to become a movie star. To become a movie star, especially if you were of average talent, you needed to get noticed. There were several ways to get noticed. One of the most effective ones being to get on the cover of a magazine, like Playboy, without your clothes on, preferably. Then came TV. Actually, reality TV, which gave average Joes and Janes a chance to make themselves more desirable to that Mr. or Miss Right who might be out there watching. Now, how eating the intestines of cows or bullseyes or lizard tails on live TV makes one more desirable is something I still have not figured out. Then I saw some of these reality TV stars, whose names I cannot remember, taking the next logical step. After reality TV, they post for Playboy, and I'm sure they are now waiting for their movie roles and eventually a chance to meet the heir to some fortune who will fall in love or lust with them, and magically they would turn from airheads into heiresses. I must be the last person with high-speed internet and computer know-how who still has not seen the now famous video clip of the multi-talented Paris Hilton, except for what I have seen on Fox News Channel. On a side note, it did make me wonder. I mean, would it feel strange to have sex with Paris Hilton at the Paris Hilton? Anyway, I digress. Back to what Miss Hilton did. With one insertion of the videotape, Paris Hilton has shown that it is also possible to go all the way, in reverse, by starting from being an heiress to a sex movie star, and now onto her own reality show on TV. Who knows, maybe being a reality TV show star is what heiresses aspire to be when they are not busy making sex tapes. So, all of you out there lining up for reality TV slots, hoping to use it to become heiresses someday, remember, it works both ways. Well-heeled heiresses may want to be in your low-rated shows as much as you may want to be in their high-heeled shoes. To remind us of that, we'll always have Paris Hilton. And that, folks, is just in my humble opinion. This is Imran Anwar signing off.